Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Many Berlin clubs still fear for their existence. Since March 14th, they've been closed due to the corona pandemic, with no real prospect of when they can reopen. Some places have opened their outdoor areas as beer gardens, but not everyone has this possibility. Moreover, it does not replace financial income with events where the guests are crowded together. The Berlin Senate had therefore promised the small and medium-sized cultural businesses, which include clubs, further emergency aid at the beginning of April. 38 applicants will receive an average grant of €81,429. However, some of the companies operate several venues, so the money will benefit a total of 46 clubs, festivals, and concert venues. Among the clubs that benefit from the emergency aid program are About Blank, Cassiopeia, Sage, Tresor, Kater Club, Schuss, Rummelsbucht, and Lido. The figures come from a written question submitted to the Senate by Georg Kössler, a Green member of parliament and spokesman for his party's club politics. Mr. Kössler expressed his pleasure about the emergency aid, 75% of which has already been paid out, and he believes that Berlin was taking club culture seriously. In a statement, Kössler wrote, quote, "We have to make sure that the clubs don't go under, because they're an important part of Berlin and are one of the industries that have been hit hardest by the corona crisis. I expect the Senate to continue to support the clubs if necessary. I want people to be able to dance and celebrate together again when the corona era is over, and our clubs must survive for that." The clubs do not only provide for Berlin's image as a hedonistic, free-spirited metropolis, they are also a major economic factor. Before the corona crisis, according to a study by the Club Commission, they attracted 3 million club tourists to Berlin each year. They spent an average of €204 per day in 2018 and, according to the study, represented a total turnover of €1.48 billion in the clubs, but also as a radiating effect in hotels, taxis, and restaurants. Only recently, the Red Red Green Coalition decided to recognize clubs as cultural sites. This would primarily bring building law advantages, as they're often threatened by gentrification and displacement. It would also have symbolic value in that music venues would no longer be legally on the same level as brothels and amusement arcades. To be on the safe side, many Berlin Kita providers are currently demanding that parents have their children examined by a doctor if they show cold symptoms, which could also occur with a corona infection. Their concern is that a corona outbreak at a daycare center would be a disaster for all concerned. Employees would have to be quarantined, parents would be left without care for their children, who would then probably have to stay at home again. The providers refer to the Model Hygiene Plan of the Senate Administration for Education, Youth, and Family, which states, quote, "Stay at home in cases of symptoms of a respiratory disease, including fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue or tiredness, headaches and aching limbs, sniffles, sore throat, and disturbances of smell and taste." Since the plan is only a recommendation, each daycare center acts on its own responsibility. Many parents are insecure and criticize the general formulation of the Model Hygiene Plan and its far-reaching consequences. According to a mother of a 3-year-old son, as quoted by the RBB, it's virtually impossible for her to go back to work, as she shouldn't send her child to daycare with a runny nose. With only 10 sick days that can be taken for the child and the cold season yet to come, this would not be feasible. Iris Brennberger, press spokeswoman for the Senate administration, thinks that the Kita operators are apparently referring to a rule that is actually supposed to regulate something else. The law is meant for children that were ill for a longer time. Only in that case, the Kita may require a medical examination. Officially, doctors cannot confirm that a runny nose is harmless, as the health system does not foresee that. Pediatricians are also concerned. Spokesman Jakub Muska says that runny noses are quite normal for children, so handing out medical certificates for these children confirming their health every time would be medically absurd and expensive for the parents because it's not covered by health insurance. It also would overload the doctor's offices so massively that they would no longer have time for really sick or chronically ill children. Currently, 10 to 20 helpless parents come to his practice every day asking for a medical certificate, and the costs are at least 10 euros each time. In order to solve this dilemma, Charité, health authorities, the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, and Senate administrations want to formulate a new statewide orientation guide as quickly as possible. The leader of the left parliamentary group in the Berlin House of Representatives, Anna Helm, has received death threats on her private email account. The letter was signed NSU 2.0. According to Helm, this and other characteristics indicate the same sender as her Hessian colleague Janine Wissler. Also, the Thuringian member of parliament, Martina Renner, received such a threatening email. Politicians, including Wissler and Helm, have been threatened in emails for years. In Hesse, the already explosive case has taken on a new quality because there is suspicion of a right-wing extremist network in the police there. According to Peter Beuth of the CDU, Minister of the Interior of Hesse, recent events have fueled this suspicion. It was found out that before sending the latest mails to Wissler and the Frankfurt lawyer Zeda Basse-Yildiz, personal data of the women were queried by Hessian police computers. Basse-Yildiz has represented victims' families as joint plaintiff in the Munich trial of the 10 murders committed by the National Socialist Underground, or the NSU. According to Helm in an interview with Berliner Morgenpost, it is, quote, particularly disturbing to her that the letter addressed to her also contained personal data that cannot easily be researched. On RBB InfoRadio, Helm stated, quote, we have very strong indications that the perpetrator or perpetrators also have ties to the neo-Nazi scene in Berlin, and that's why I'm convinced it's a network. Because the case goes beyond Hesse, Helm believes that the federal security authorities should take over. Cyclists who violate traffic regulations are currently under special observation in Mitte. The district's public order office carried out several priority checks last week. A total of 297 cyclists riding on the sidewalk were stopped during the checks and now have to pay 55 euros each. According to the district office, only children under the age of 10 are allowed to cycle on the sidewalk, and for children up to the age of 8, an additional accompanying person may ride along. During the inspections, the Public Order Office also found 5 violations by e-scooter drivers. District Mayor Stefan von Dossel announced that the campaign would continue in the coming weeks, and the focus will be on safety for cyclists. Therefore, places where cars or trucks can block bicycle lanes and increase the risk of accidents will be checked. Because someone smoked a cigarette in a cleaning room without permission, a test run at BER was ended prematurely by a fire alarm. According to airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup, the fire alarm system, which had been faulty for a long time, had worked correctly. Per a spokeswoman, the trial operation at the airport, which started last week, is going well, and so far, there are no serious problems. The exercises with about 9,000 volunteers will last throughout the summer, and all procedures at the new airport will be tested. And lastly, thank you to Everett and Badra for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.